B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Dino, how can we help you, sir?
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, no problem.
I meet this girl at a bar, and we hit it off really well, and we had a few drinks, and I asked her if she wanted to come back to my place, and sure as hell she does. So we go back to my place, and we had a few more drinks there, and we ended up hooking up. The sex was absolutely amazing. It was some of the best I've ever had. It was crazy.
Congratulations.
Crazy. Man, this is...
Wow.
I'm going to cry. This is one of the most romantic stories I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
They met at a bar, got drunk, went home, and had unbelievably
Never heard
crazy
that
sex. That's just... Dino?
It was awesome.
It sounds like he's getting all choked up over there.
And have you not heard back from her since?
I haven't heard back a thing. She took my number. I mean,
this sounds like mother material.
She left the next morning. I mean, she stayed overnight, and we exchanged numbers. She took my number with her, said she would be in touch.
Yeah.
But she kind of evaporated after that.
Man.
You sure it was as good for her as it was for you?
I got the holes in my wall to prove that she also had some fun, man.
Okay.
I mean,
this legit might be the most romantic story I've ever heard for a second date update. Dino, I know you didn't do anything wrong. There's no way you could have done anything wrong because you said she stayed the entire night, right?
Yeah. She didn't leave till the next morning.
Oh, yeah. She stayed till the next morning. That's...
Hold commitment?
On. Let me compose myself. I just have one question. I know it's a big request to ask now, but when she says yes, can I please have the honor of going to your wedding?
I just
want to hear.
Don't. Say no. Say no.
I just want to hear the vows.
I can't see that far in the future, man, but it'd be awesome to have you there.
Oh, man. Okay, well, hold on. We'll give her a call for you next. Second date update on the 10s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Val?
Yes, who's this?
Val, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain why we're calling? It's actually a good reason. We got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. And it's a good...
This isn't really a good time. I'm kind of rushing to get to work. But...
Okay. No. It'll literally take 30 seconds. So,
okay.
It's a gentleman who wanted us to reach out to you because he would like a date with you, and if you agree to, and it's a guy you know, I'll tell you his name, but if you agree to the date,
what?
Then, yeah, so a guy that you know wants to go on a date with you, and if you say yes, we will let you choose wherever you'd like to go for the date, and we'll pay for the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay? I'll just tell you the guy's name. How about that?
Okay.
Do you have any idea of who the gentleman could be?
Oh, God. It could be anybody. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Do you remember a gentleman by the name of Dino?
Who?
Dino.
Oh, boy.
Dino?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you and Dino, apparently he said you guys met at a bar and had some drinks and went back to his place and had a very romantic night of crazy sex. I know it sounds like a one-night stand.
Well,
Dino doesn't think it was, and he wanted us to reach out to you because you haven't been responding to any texts or phone calls.
I don't think I know anyone named Dino.
Oh, Jesus. You knew him that night. I mean.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You really don't remember me at all?
Hold on. Dino's on the phone, Val.
He jumped in too soon, I think.
Yeah. Dino's on the phone. Do you remember him now? Dino, go ahead. Say something.
I mean, we literally had fun talking at the bar. And you agreed to come to my place, and we had some amazing sex. You literally beat the shit out of my wall.
Okay.
Out of your wall. Okay. So, no offense, but I do like to just kind of go out and meet people and go home with them. So I'm kind of blurred right now on who I'm talking to.
Okay.
Oh, God.
He's like,
you gave me your number and told me to hit you up.
I gave everyone my number.
Maybe you wanted a date. You give everybody your number.
Like, if I'm going to hook up with you, yeah, I'll give you my number. If I want someone to hook up with, later down the road, then I have your number. We can call you. Dude, I'm 26. I don't feel like getting married right now. I just want to have fun. So I'm just going to give my number to someone I find attractive and then, you know, roll with it.
I don't know. It sounds a little fucked up.
Well, hold on a second.
That's how it is nowadays. I don't know what you want from me.
Well, hold on, Dino. What, I mean, in her defense, the way you describe the, I'm throwing air quotes up, date, it does sound kind of like just like a fun night where probably nothing's going to come out of it. Why did you think that?
It was more.
Yeah.
Well, because she didn't just leave after we got done having sex. She hung out with me all night and gave me her number the next morning. Made her sound like she was a little interested. I didn't realize it was just a business deal.
Well, I don't like to just do my business and dip. I'm not a dick.
I think that's kind of I think the least you should do is come by my apartment and pay for patching all these holes in the wall that you left me with.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's like a signature you left on my wall.
You want me to pay for your fucking wall? You had me come over. You fucked me. You want me to pay for the damage?
How bad is the damage in the wall?
There's a in the drywall. It looked like a gorilla just got pissed and just started punching holes in it.
This dude sounds high.
My landlord came by and he was super pissed off about it. And I didn't really think about it because it was like, you know, go with the flow. It was so worth it. And I'm like, you know, let my landlord be pissed because we're going to go out again and we may end up wrecking another wall.
He's so calm about it.
But if you're not even going to bother hooking up with me again, then shoot, at least Venmo me some money so I can fix it myself.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Wait, hold on. Okay, how about this? How about this? I have a solution.
Do you?
Yes. You guys go out on another date on me. On us, not me. The station. It's not even on us. It's on the company. It's on Beasley. But you go out on another date on us, and Dino, you pretend that that was going to be a date that you were going to spend money on Val, and you use that cash to patch up your walls, and now you guys have another meal, and then maybe you could go back and, you know, wreck some more walls if you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm down. I'm not giving him a cent. So if you were paying for dinner, then shit.
God damn it.
Come on, Dino. At least you can get another good night out of it.
God damn it.
But don't bring up that.
All right. You know what? I'll take that deal.
No,
yes!
I'm out of here.
There's still a chance of going to a wedding!
I love it!
It was so worth it, you know. If I know we're going to get together one more time, fuck it, I'll fix the wall myself.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, just one thing. Remember, vagina is undefeated.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.